Today is August 10th, 2022. Bitcoin price is $24,337.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
I know. All I know is this is take two.
Take two. Just so you guys know, so you don't feel like you're missing anything, we had some humorous ad lib about humidity.
Humidity, and then the signal died.
And then it went... Anyways, so what we were talking about was last time we talked, we had the White House just redefined what a recession was. Right?
Exactly. I mean, what is a woman? What is a vaccine? What is a recession?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. It's they're fluid. Everything's fluid anymore.
Just like my gender.
We can change whatever we need to accommodate our needs.
Yep.
And see, and I stress it's
my feminine penis agrees.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally agree. So, I'd been wanting to record earlier, but I think it was kind of perfect today, because we got new CPI numbers out, right?
Yes, which was actually shocking.
I was not
surprised.
In a good
direction.
Yeah. I think they were going to say, and this, like I said, I'm holding true to what I think is going to happen. They're going to get this inflation under control till these midterm elections are done.
Well, then, at least they're going to cook the books to make it look under control, right?
Absolutely. And you're going to see it reflected at the gas pump. You may even see a little bit of a discount at the grocery store from time to time. After November, all bets are off. But they cannot let midterms happen with a recession and inflation out of control. That won't happen. That will not happen.
Well, honestly, I don't even think they can let the election happen as is. Well, at least an fair and accurate election, if you know what I mean.
Catch I don't know. I honestly think that there's a lot of people that really are still on board with the whole thing. So I don't know if that would... I really don't know. I don't know if there's enough out there to rock the boat one way or the other. I would love to see an independent get in there and... Actually, that would be amazing to see like a bunch of independents get elected during the midterms, but I don't think we're there.
Yeah. No, we're not quite there yet. I think things have to get real bad before independents start taking serious places in American politics.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously with the consumer price index coming out at 8.5%, which was, I think, 0.6 less than what it was in June.
A heck of a lot better than 9.1%, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so, I mean, obviously, I could tell as soon as it happened, again, because this is the same thing that happened last time. Last time when they came out at 9.1, the markets tanked, right? And then I was at work, and I messaged you about the time that I figured out what they came out with it, and everything was skyrocketing, going through the roof. So I was like, oh, CPI numbers must have came in lower. So I started searching the news to try and find out what was going on. And yeah, sure enough, it's interesting. I mean, so my question to you, I want to ask this right away, with the CPI numbers coming in less than even projected, because they projected that it was going to be lower, but it was even less than they projected. Do you think the Fed will raise interest rates this month?
I think they're going to use this as their hall pass to get away from doing that.
I completely agree. I think if they do a small increase, but otherwise I think they're going to leave it alone. I don't think they'll cut this month for sure, but I think they'll just be like, rates are going to hold steady or maybe, 25 basis points.
Now, I think they're going to hold steady. They're going to pat themselves on the back for doing such a great job and then try and carry that through November.
Yeah. And one that's exactly what I feel is going to happen is that they're going to do their victory lap saying, hey, we nipped inflation in the bud. Economy's coming back roaring. You know, jobs report came in strong. You know, it helps a lot when the IRS is hiring.
I was going to say, when you double the work IRS workforce, I mean, how much percentage of this jobs number is that?
That is so crazy. That's scary. That's terrifying.
Yep. I mean, we were actually just discussing that before we started, but we went to the IRS.gov and their numbers from last year show that they had like somewhere around 79,000 employees, mm-hmm. and they just hired another 86,000. So they're more than doubling the workforce for the IRS.
Yeah. I don't know what that onboarding looks like how long that's going to take to happen. But yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be bigger than it was since, I mean, well, according to this graph, since ever on the graph, but I don't know how long that was beforehand. I mean, I don't think the IRS has ever been that big, but it makes me even wonder, like, what are they going to be doing? Like, what are they going to be using all these people for?
That's actually, that's the best question. That's the most intriguing thing. Why do you need to double your workforce? Are your guys overbooked? Or are you just going to double the workload that they're going to have to be doing? My yeah. guess is the second.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's going to be a lot more forensic analysis of, or accounting forensics, or what do they call that? Which is always a fun. Yeah. I'm sure you get the accountants in the room, those forensic accountants, and I bet you they're just a barrel of monkeys.
Oh, it's just so fun.
You can, you know, they're just sitting there, and Julie and Mark, and they've probably got the best jokes, and they make the best drinks.
No, while they're uncooking those books.
I'm just like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm guessing they're going to be doing a lot more deeper diving into what people are, you know, where people's money are coming from. So I think that's going to be kind of interesting, especially, I mean, if they're going to roll out this whole thing with the crypto bill. And I think we had talked about it before where they had said $600 or $500 was not going to fall under, you know, capital gains taxes. But I think they've dropped it now to $200.
Have they?
Yeah. Which in today's economy, I mean, that's not even a basket of groceries.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's my family's grocery bill.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, where's this going to go? But I am kind of curious where all that's going to head. What other news we got here? We had Michael Saylor, and I actually had wanted to do a podcast at that time when he had stepped down as CEO of MicroStrategy. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, he's like the biggest Bitcoin evangelist. And I mean, Bitcoin's kind of taking quite a bit of a hit since he looked like a genius just a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
And I think long term, he's right. It's just they're in a rough patch right now. And I don't know if they needed to get him out of the way right now. At least for the time being, it's hard to tell what the politics were behind that. Maybe he's just tired. Maybe he thinks he's basically slammed the ball through the net. He slam dunked it, and he's just going to clap his hands, pat himself on the back, and walk off the court. Job done.
Well, and I'm curious, like, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if Bitcoin, like if they sell their holdings or if they continue to buy.
Well, that'll be the true litmus test, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think MicroStrategy as a whole has performed super well, and I think even the stock itself has done really well over the past, basically, let me pull this up. I'm curious. I want to see what Master has done. I know we've talked about their stock price before, but I want to look at a 5-year ratio, like how it has done in the past. Because I'll be honest, I had never heard of MicroStrategy before Bitcoin bomb, right?
Yeah. Same here. Well, I'd be curious. I mean, the 5-year would look good, but I'd like to see when he started becoming really popular back in, what was it, January 2021, you know, into 2020. Is that about the time he started making a name, making waves?
I think he probably threw out the first, like, Hail Mary back in probably spring of 2020, And then he started to become really aggressive. Because, I mean, that's when you see, like, they were pretty steady Eddie the whole time. If you look at this, so the low over the past 5 years, and let me look at Max. So the low was, and technically, actually, their stock, oh, that was the dot-com bubble, man. I guarantee that. Their stock, the low was $5, which was on June 29th, 2002, which would have been right after the dot-com crash, right? And they had their high at that time was $1,390.62. And that was on February 29th, 2000. So that was the dot-com bubble, and that so that he survived that crash.
Barely. They lost like 99% of their value.
Yeah. So that's why like the 5 years a little bit more less skewed. But if you look at it, they're pretty steady, Eddie. If we look at the 5 year, the low was on March 20th, 2020. And the high was on February 12th, 2021. Which is right around the time, if you recall, Bitcoin was probably close to about $64,000 about that time, or getting right close to knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, currently their price is at $335.80. So, I mean, they're still almost, they're up almost 300% since he initially began the Bitcoin game, as it were. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not the $1,000 that they were back in February of 2021, but they're still looking all right. What did they hit in the low right before Bitcoin started to rally again? So they did go back to down to 166.77 on July 1st, 2022, which was their recent low. Interesting. I mean, regardless, their valuation has fluctuated consistently, but I would expect that a company that is that heavily invested in Bitcoin, it's basically like a mirror, right?
Exactly. No, whatever Bitcoin does is what their price is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or pretty close, at least.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm kind of curious where, you know, that's going to be the big test, like you said. You know, was it that he was... And maybe they were just like, look, dude, you're focusing so much on Bitcoin, and we're for that. We're with you on that, but you need to go do that on your own.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Interesting times. Interesting times. So, you think interest rates are going to stay where they are, right?
Yes. I'll be very surprised if they try and do anything with them, especially in the upward direction. They might, I don't know, they might get a little self-congratulatory and knock a few basis points off, but I don't think that's likely either.
No, I don't. Now, if we get two consecutive months of CPI dropping, like say next month it's down to 7.9 or something like that.
They're going to spike the football like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to start, you know, they're going to drop down and start doing, you know, what to each other. And they're going to be like, we're going to lower these interest rates.
That's right.
You're going to apologize. Apologize to America.
To your daddy Fed.
Your daddy Fed. Yeah. So we'll have to see. We're going to have to reconvene at about that time, too, and see. Because that should be, I think, next week. When the chair meeting is going to happen. It'll be next week or the week after. I can't remember if it's 2 weeks after CPI numbers come out or if it's right before or right after CPI numbers come out. But like I said, I predict, I mean, I think we're going to see like a solid Q3 of nice gains in all markets. I'm not going to just say Bitcoin, but I think in all markets. And I think you may see a nice little kind of a bull rally happen with, you know, the merge of ETH taking place, I want to say in September, middle of September. And if that goes off well without a hitch, that's going to skyrocket those prices and that may skyrocket Bitcoin. We could be back into like $50,000 range here pretty soon.
I wouldn't say that. I think they could be back up 30 in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at 50.
I see, but that's only a 50% increase of where we're at right now. We've already had a 30% increase in the past, what, month and a half?
Yeah. I mean, you could be right. Maybe I'm just being too cautious. Maybe you're being a little too exuberant.
I'm always exuberant when it comes to Bitcoin. You know that.
I know that, but I'm just saying. Excited.
I think they're going to, well, and I mean, that does not mean that I think it's going to close out the year at a high or anything like that. This is, to me, this is all still those CPI numbers getting massaged, and they're going to act like everything's hunky-dory until election's over.
Yep. And then it's not going to be a happy ending after that massage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's going to be one where they just kind of punch you right about that time.
They're going to speed bag him.
Yeah, that's my speed bag sound effect. I should probably load that on there. So,
definitely.
Yeah, we're going to have to reconvene again here pretty soon. I'm kind of curious to see what the market's going to do. What do you think we're going to close this week out at?
I think it's going to do well. So we're at 24,000.
Yep.
Right now, I'd say 24, 25, somewhere in there. It's not going to go down. I don't think it's going to go down. It's going to go up.
Yeah, I'm. I don't know what. I want to say we'll close the week at around. If we can get above the $25,000 range, we're going to be on fire. But the whole catch is that Bitcoin, like right now, they were saying we needed to get above the 24.5 mark. To really start to break out again. And we're not quite there yet. We've hit some solid rejections right around that range. I didn't think we were going to break 24 for a while, but we broke that pretty quickly today. So, and then we dip below, and then we're right back up into it again. So,
no, I think we're going to be past that by the end of this week. I don't know how much past that, but we're going to cross the 24.5 threshold.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say 25,000 for the week. We'll have to see. Maybe we can do I don't know. What's your schedule looking like this Sunday?
I'll make myself available. Well, yes, Sunday I should be available.
I got to see when I get back. I'm going to be out of town again, but I got to see when I get back on Sunday.
Okay.
And maybe we can hook up and just see what the price has done, and maybe that'll be something that'll be good to have. Maybe we could try and time it around the market close that day and see what the closes that we get. But cool. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up?
I think that's it for now.
Yeah. I hope you guys are enjoying this, a little bit of relief that we got currently going on in the Bitcoin price and in all asset markets, honestly. So, if you were in positions and you feel like, and this is not financial advice, if you were in positions and you were nerve wracked or whatever, get out now. No. Take some profits if you can, but otherwise hold on, because I think we got a little bit longer to go. Maybe a month and a half. Who knows?
Hey, maybe you use our quote unquote inside information and you trade a little bit on the upside before November. And then pull out of that sucker right afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be kind of curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, only time will tell. What were you going to say?
I'm half Mexican. My pull-out game is weak.
I'm only like quarter, so I'm good.
You're solid.
I'm solid. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you all soon.
All right, bye.